Did you know that Truth Out is a nonprofit and independently funded by readers like you? If you value what we do, please support our work with a donation. A group dedicated to defending the rule of law from authoritarianism and corruption said it had succeeded in its monumental defense of the First Amendment. On Monday, after an independent arbitrator ruled that the Washington Post had wrongfully fired columnist Karen Ataya last September over social media posts, she wrote about assassinated right-wing activist Charlie Kirk and ordered the newspaper to rehire Ataya. The ruling marks a landmark moment for press freedom, confirming that corporate media institutions cannot use retaliatory discipline to silence journalists who address uncomfortable truths, said Democracy Defenders Fund, which signed on to represent Ataya, along with the Washington Baltimore News Guild, when she filed a grievance against the Post arguing she had been wrongfully terminated. The arbitrator, Sarah Miller Espinosa, said in the binding decision that the Post did not have good and sufficient cause to terminate Ataya's employment, which it did after then-opinion editor Adam O'Neill complained about her social media posts to a human resources officer and then-CEO Will Lewis. Espinosa ordered the Post to provide Ataya with full back pay and benefits. Ataya has said she would be willing to go back to the newspaper. In her posts, Ataya suggested that while influential figures on the far right demanded what she called performative mourning for Kirk, who was known for debating liberal college students and was fatally shot at an event at Utah Valley University, America had shrugged and moved on after other acts of political violence. Part of what keeps America so violent is the insistence that people perform care, empty goodness, and absolution for white men who espouse hatred and violence, said Ataya, who worked at the Post for 11 years on Blue Sky. Refusing to tear my clothes and smear ashes on my face in performative mourning for a white man that espoused violence is not the same as violence. The Post executives met without Ataya and decided to fire her, with Chief Human Resources Officer Wayne Connell accusing her in writing of gross misconduct and violations of the Post's social media policies that could harm the integrity of our organization. They fired her because she wasn't deferential to Charlie Kirk and other white dudes like him enough. It was an egregious firing. Not nearly enough free speech folks rallied around her. https://t:/wm1el4hssaw. @Abely@Abely, August 24, 2026. Espinosa noted in her decision that, as the Washington Baltimore News Guild argued during the arbitration proceedings, there were clearly external pressures to fire Ms. Ataya after the Kirk murder, as there were widespread calls to fire people who expressed opinions at all critical of Charlie Kirk, including by prominent elected officials such as Vice President J.D. Vance. A Reuters investigation in November 2025 estimated that about 600 people were fired, investigated, disciplined, or suspended from their jobs in the weeks after Kirk was assassinated. Ataya testified at an arbitration hearing in June that her posts had been part of her work as an opinion columnist, where it was within her duties to comment on our discourse on political violence. The arbitrator's decision, said Ataya, confirms what we've said from the start. I was doing my job as an opinion journalist, and doing that job is not misconduct. After spending over a decade of my career at the Post as an editor and an opinion columnist focusing on race, gender, and global human rights, I'm relieved to finally have that record set straight, she continued. I am grateful to everyone at the Guild and Democracy Defenders who stood behind me through this nearly year-long battle. I hope that this win sends a message to journalists and media institutions everywhere that freedom of expression is always worth fighting for. Espinosa said in her ruling that the Post failed to make a convincing case that Ataya had disparaged white men as a group in her social media posts, or that she was responsible for potentially endangering her colleagues, and for threats of violence made by bad actors against the Post. The Post's implication that Ataya had endangered the newspaper and its staff was wholly rejected as justification for the termination, wrote Espinosa. Norm Eisen, co-founder and executive chair of Democracy Defenders Fund, said the decision was a thunderous victory for Karenna Taya, an award-winning journalist fired for doing her job over Bezos, Washington Post, referring to Jeff Bezos, the billionaire Amazon founder who purchased the newspaper in 2013 and last year called for the opinion section to focus on personal liberties and free markets. The Post tried to pass off retaliation as discipline, but the rule of law has exposed it for what it truly is, wrongful termination, said Eisen. This is a landmark win for every journalist who refuses to be silenced. Press freedom is under attack. As Trump cracks down on political speech, independent media is increasingly necessary. Truthout produces reporting you won't see in the mainstream, journalism from the front lines of global conflict, interviews with grassroots movement leaders, high-quality legal analysis, and more. Our work is possible thanks to reader support. Help Truthout catalyze change and social justice. Make a tax-deductible monthly or one-time donation today.